bring the detainee, secure him in this chair here, place the humane restraints on him, and at that time the attorney and interpreter will come in and conduct their visit.
The detainee interview room is one of several stops on the Gitmo media tour that the Wisconsin National Guard Public Affairs Unit is responsible for setting up. The humane restraints referred to are two ankle bracelets with padded cuffs chained to a steel ring in the floor. Our guide made it clear there is no audio oversight of the attorney interviews, although a video camera will record the interview. Then our guide pointed to the emergency button on the wall.
We do brief the attorney and the interpreter that if there's any type of emergency or situation or duress-like situation inside of this room, all they have to do is press this button here and they have direct audio to control, and we will dispatch a force here in 8 to 10 seconds.
And when it comes to health care, I was shown a state-of-the-art medical clinic that detainees have access to whenever they need it, something our guide in Camp 6, Lieutenant Jeff Harris, was proud to show me.
The detainees have a ratio of about 3 health care providers to every 1 detainee, which I don't think any of us could really afford health care like that. They have access to health care 24/7. They're very quick to respond out there. I need an aspirin. I need something like that. The corpsmen are right out there.
Joint Task Force Commander Admiral David Thomas made it crystal clear that no illegal interrogation techniques have been used at Guantanamo. But when asked about waterboarding, he gave a somewhat confusing set of answers.
Unequivocally, no one was ever waterboarded in Guantanamo. That's a fact.
A few minutes later, however, Thomas said this.
I'm not really quite sure what waterboarding is, to be honest. What it encompasses. I haven't read about much of it. I've heard the term.
For the 112th Public Affairs Unit of the Wisconsin National Guard, treatment of the detainees is not the only issue they want journalists to understand. The guards and members of the unit also face the daily threat of assaults by inmates who frequently throw what are known as cocktails, made of feces and urine, at them. Specialist Cody Black of Crandon, Wisconsin, was spat on by a detainee during a recent media tour. But Black says it's just part of the job. He's more concerned about detainees who've been released and have joined Al-Qaeda in Iraq or Afghanistan.
There could be an instance where I'm that guy in that convoy, or a friend or family member is on that convoy where this particular detainee went back to the battlefield and produced an IED. I guess it's just one of those things that happens and really no control over.
Just how much control U.S. officials will have over the detainees once the camp closes is still not clear. Some will be released, and others may be held for trial. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.